What's up, guys? This is Alex Quinn. I'm a Forbes accredited marketer and global keynote speaker. And this is the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast on Revolver Podcasts. We are a self-development and entrepreneurship community for go-getters to organize their life and business. Get ready to gain knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders and be one step closer to becoming the ultimate entrepreneur. This episode is brought to you guys by HoneyBook. HoneyBook is an all-in-one business management platform made for the modern entrepreneur. Manage your invoices, contracts, and payments all in one platform. Go to honeybook.com and use promo code Alex to get 50% off. Guys, Alex Quinn, Hustle Inspires Hustle Podcast. We are in East Hampton at the Glass Mansion. We've had a ton of exciting guests over the past few weeks that you've been listening to. And today we got a very special guest. Just like always, they're always very special, but this time it's special. We got Anthony in the house. Anthony is one of the gurus behind growing Instagram pages. He has so many pages, so much engagement, so much craziness that I can't even wrap my head around it. I watch his stories every day and he pulls shit that just blows my mind. So I really think it's something that you guys could really, really benefit from, being that many of you guys are young entrepreneurs trying to build their business using Instagram and other social media platforms to grow them. So without further ado, Anthony, what is up, brother?
What is up, man? Thank you for having me on your show. I definitely have been trying to keep up with, your Hustle Inspires Hustle for sure. But yeah, dude, thanks for having me on.
Bro, we've been meeting each other, not meeting each other, but seeing each other in so many different cities. And it just goes to show that you got to be everywhere to be able to be in the move.
Exactly.
You got to be able to connect with people. You got to not be afraid to step out of your shell. It's something that I've been talking about over the last few episodes. It's, you know, if you don't do this, if you don't go out there, you're
not going
to
grow. This is investing in yourself.
This is a self-investment.
Exactly.
At what age or how long ago did you start going to these events, these mastermind groups, these entrepreneurship events?
So when I first started out in like entrepreneurship, it wasn't even really called entrepreneurship. It was kind of just called hustling, you know.
Yeah.
Like, we now, and over the last like 2 or 3 years now, everyone's, you know, put a title to it.
Saturated.
And
that,
exactly. So the first networking really event that I got, it wasn't even I was going to it. I was asked to speak right after I had left my thing with Gary V. So that was kind of like the first one that I got into, and I liked it a lot. It was obviously I was speaking, so it was cool. I had a little bit of like authoritative figure like presence while I was there, and then it was cool. And then the next ones, I wasn't speaking, but I was just going because, you know, I know the people who are putting on the events, and I know the benefit of networking with people like this.
Yeah, and when people come to this event, and by the way, that was the whole crowd clapping back there. We have a bunch of speakers in the house right now, but it's not even a matter of just speaking at the events. It's actually making an active presence and going out of your way to meet people and talk to people, because like you were just talking to me right now before we started, you're an Instagram guru, and everybody uses the term guru these days, but honestly there's very few people that are gurus, and you have the track record to talk about it. You have worked with a lot of really big people. You were just mentioning Gary Vaynerchuk, and you have a lot of big pages on Instagram, and you provide actionable advice for a lot of people, which is something that a lot of people don't do. They keep the secrets to themselves, they keep the tactics to themselves, and lately you've been rolling out a lot of good content that people should be following. For those of you guys that don't follow Anthony, follow him on Instagram. It's Anthony with a two Y's, an extra Y at the end, and really see what's going on with him. He does a lot of consulting stuff. He's going to be rolling out a bunch of new things that are going to allow you to get in touch with him easier. But all in all, we all want to learn how to scale on social media. We all want to learn how to use social media platforms to build our business. And ultimately, it's where the future is at right now. Whether it's Instagram, whether it's LinkedIn, whether it's YouTube, you got to be out there and be able to engage with other people. But most importantly, you got to work on relationships.
If you're interested in more social media and entrepreneurship tips, you can shoot us a text, or you could go to Alex Quinn with one N on Instagram, press the contact button on the profile page, and click text.
Why don't you talk to me a little bit about how was your experience working with Gary Vaynerchuk?
It was great, and it was extremely a big learning experience, just because I had been following him for like 2 years up to the point. So it was very interesting to see the, you know, what's shown to the public and then what's actually happening behind the scenes. So that's like an experience that you can't really, you know, put a price on.
Yeah, and it's, bro.
And amazing. Especially just like seeing how he goes about his day, you know, like he really does hustle like 18 hours a day. Like he's... very rarely in the office, and when he is in the office, he's, you know, in meetings back to back to back. The, you know, short 5 seconds that he has in between meetings is when he goes on his phone and, you know, sits on Instagram, and like, that's actually, you know, that's his, that's what he does.
That's amazing, man, that you were able to be so close and in person, actually being able to experience this, because a lot of people don't. A lot of people just stay home and think they can't do things, or that they're not worthy of being able to go out there and chasing their dreams, something that I touch on a lot during this podcast, because we were all young one time. We were all inexperienced. We were all wishing we could do this and do that. And look, bro, look how much cool stuff you've been able... How old are you, bro?
I'm 24.
I'm 25.
Yeah.
Dude, you have so many cool things that you've done and so many cool things to do. And it's not even a matter of age, because, you know, we're going to have our listeners that are 18, 19, 20, 21, and we're going to have our listeners that are 30, 35, but... Age doesn't really mean shit.
It doesn't.
It's just a matter of being in the right circle, surrounding yourself with people who actually push you to be your best self. And doing things like this, like these mastermind events, is the perfect opportunity to surround yourself with people like that. Sooner rather than later, man, consistency is going to get you to where you want to go.
100%.
Instant gratification is not a thing. Overnight success is not a thing.
That's what I try to stress to people too. And this is like the biggest thing that I try to tell to people. Like, it took me 4 years to get one account to 1 million followers, and then I was able to do that again and again and again, but it took me 4 years to do it once. People think that they're gonna get 1 million followers within the next 2 months, 2-3 months. It's just not realistic. And not even 10,000 followers, you know, like, if you're just starting and you don't have any real like traction, it's going to take it took me 6 months to get to my first 10,000 followers.
Yeah, man. But you know what? Like I was just saying, you stayed consistent. And then when the first one maybe didn't work, you didn't go and branch out and try to start another business. You stayed doing the same shit until you perfected it. Exactly. And now, how many pages do you have?
Wow, it's like 10 pages. 4 of them have over 1 million. I'm working on my 5th one. It's like total over, it's approaching 7 million followers.
And is this your full-time bread and butter?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I do this and consulting and Instagram all day.
Okay, and I'm guessing you also have mentors, right? Because this is something that I stress to people all the time. It's good to have mentors in certain areas of your life to help you overcome certain obstacles.
Right, so I would say, like, I do have mentors in terms of people, like, all right, so I have, like, this one, she's, like, a life coach, and I met her through, like, literally just going to consulting for her business, and she happened to be the life coach for the CEO of that business, and she does, like, high-level, you know, like, executive, but she's, like, the only really person that I kind of, like, it's not even really more of a mentor, it's kind of just someone to, like, bounce ideas off of, you know, like, just to talk your mind. If you want
advisor,
to
even yeah, an advisor.
Yeah, exactly. But in terms of, like, actual mentors, YouTube, like, Google is my, like, the internet is my mentor. Like, everything they could ever need to learn is on, like, I never had, no one taught me how to do Instagram. I taught myself, you know, like, there wasn't a lot of things available back then, but now that's the complete opposite. There's so many tools and, like, things available for you online that you could literally learn anything about any subject and any industry and learn from the best people who are doing it.
So now let me just for the people that are listening, for them to be clear, what do you do exactly for Instagram pages? You create the strategy that allows for you to build a big audience and keep them consistent. What is your main thing? Like, if you could have an elevator pitch about who you are, what would it be?
I get Instagram post attention on the Explore feed. There's a bunch of hacky stuff, and that's like, because that's my bread and butter. That's how I don't pay for any Instagram followers, and all that stuff happens because all of my posts hit the Explore feed, and I always take a route of not like a, you know, like a selfish route. It's not even really selfish. It's just like I branded to a niche that is already proven. You know, like, a lot of people are trying to build personal brands now, and, you know, your brand isn't, you know, there yet. You know, people, you don't have an audience that's already looking for you. Whereas in art or nutrition or food, whatever it is, there's already proven audiences there. It's just getting in front of them.
Alrighty, hustlers, let's take a quick break. You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast with Alex Quinn. All right, guys, so let's talk about tools that are actually going to help you build your business. Tools that I'm using right now. One of them is HoneyBook. Are you starting a new business? Do you have multiple clients? HoneyBook provides everything you need to manage your business efficiently. Whether you're an entrepreneur, photographer, consultant, or designer, HoneyBook is an all-in-one business management platform. It lets you streamline your business, look professional with clients, and get paid fast. Combine your invoices, contracts, and payments all in one platform.
You can access HoneyBook on desktop or on the mobile app. Go to honeybook.com and use promo code Alex to get 50% off.
Jason Stone here.
Hi, everyone. It's Neil Patel, and you're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle.
This is the motherfucking CEO, Andy Frisella. You're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle with Alex Quinn.
What are some great things they could do right now to get more attention on their Instagram page?
Honestly, the number one thing that everyone can be doing that's free is just like actually going on Instagram and not scrolling, and like actually using it as a tool to network. Just like if you would network in real life and coming to these events, you have to do the same thing on Instagram, because if you're not in front of them, how are you gonna get in front of them? It's literally just like following them, giving them engaging comments, you know, liking their posts. Like, you have to be in front of them if you want them to, you know, like react with you.
Yeah, you actually gotta, like we were saying, step out of your shell.
Exactly.
Drop a comment. I was talking about this in an episode recently, and I was actually talking to Casey Adams about it, because he dropped the same type of episode that same type of week, and we had been talking about it before, and it's the power of the DM.
Exactly.
DM people, send them a video. Hey, what's up? My name's Anthony. I do Instagram work. I grow Instagram pages. I do consulting work. I've seen what you've been doing. I enjoy your content, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a few things that I think I could bring to the table for you. Right. Just jump on a quick call. But nobody will hit you up unless you do that.
Exactly. And like, that's I actually have a growth service that's like a high ticket growth service, and that's literally all we do. We set up a software that sends out, you know, 1,000 DMs per, you know, X amount of DMs a day or whatever, and it's just a conversion rate, and we just like will build up, you know, like these influencer pages that I'm talking to, you know, like I was talking about, that don't have a face behind it, and we'll build up, say, like an entrepreneur page, and then we'll use that entrepreneur page that now has like social proof, and then just DM them, be like, hey, look, thanks for following us, we see that you like entrepreneurial posts, motivation, whatever it is, check out Alex or Anthony or Michelle, you know, whoever yeah. it is, and they will, you know, it's almost like getting called by someone's secretary instead yeah. of themselves. There's a level of authority behind that.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it's social proof. It's like, you just follow that account because you obviously liked it. So why wouldn't you listen to it?
Yeah. That we do something very similar with the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. We like, we're really big on Instagram GIFs. Bro, we rank number one for the word hustle above anyone. We're number one.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're number one for the word entrepreneur. And it's our logo, Hustle Inspires Hustle.
Hustle.
So
yeah,
people then
right.
go and Google it, and they find that we have up. A podcast and all these other things. And then we use software, DM everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not everybody's going to write back. Not everybody's going to be interested. But again, law of average.
Exactly.
Law of average. Alrighty, bro. Well, listen, man. I know I'm actually about to go up right now on stage. We've been trying to plan this podcast for a hot minute. I want people to really know that they could reach out to people in this community. And like you said, you're making it much easier than ever for people to reach out to you and use these services. You guys heard it. Anthony has done so many great things. He's worked with guys like Gary Vaynerchuk. He's worked with a ton of people in the industry, and I could attest to that. And not only that, he has millions of followers on his social media pages to prove that he knows what he's talking about. A lot of you guys need this help, and you got to invest in yourselves. You got to invest in your business. Do what you need to do. Hit up Anthony, follow him on social media, Instagram at Anthony. You have a website or anything you want to plug in, brother?
Yes. It's about to launch, but it's going to be anthonysantiago.co. And then my consulting stuff is going to be, it's IG Consults.
So. IG Consults?
Yep.
All right, guys, you guys heard it. This is Alex Quinn, Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast from East Hampton. Thank you, guys. I want to give a quick shout out to HoneyBook for making this episode possible. HoneyBook helps you streamline your business process from inquiry to booking to project completion. I've simplified my client booking process through HoneyBook's automated emailing system. My clients get their proposal, contract, and payment request all in one email sequence, even if they don't have a HoneyBook account. With HoneyBook, clients get automatic payment reminders, and all payments get deposited right into my bank account. It makes bookkeeping so much easier. You can even integrate it with QuickBooks. So go to honeybook.com and get 50% off when you use promo code Alex. All right, so let's highlight the episode. So far, we've talked about not being scared to step out of your shell and investing in yourself. We also talked about attending entrepreneurship and mastermind events to grow our network and expand our mind. We talked about organically growing our Instagram pages, engaging with our audience, dropping comments, and DMing people so we can make connections. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to tune in. I'd really appreciate it if you guys could share with someone, review, or even subscribe to the podcast. If you want to connect with me, follow me on Instagram at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Or you could follow me on my personal, Alex Quinn with one N. This is the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast with Alex Quinn.